今天是安息生日，早上的崇拜聚会要继续。天国好像宝贝啊，跟大家做互相勉励。
Today is a Sabbath morning service, and we'll continue with our topic. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure for our mutual encouragement.
主耶稣在世传福音的时候，他讲了很多的比喻。
When Jesus was on this earth preaching the gospel, he talked about a lot of parables.
那有关呢？天国好像宝贝这个比喻呢，他在马太福音十三章里面，告诉我们。
And this parable of the kingdom of heaven is like treasure. It's mentioned in Matthew chapter 13. Chapter 13.
请看四十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里面。人遇见了，就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国好像宝贝。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure.
这就是神的国呢，要建设在地面上。
Which is the meaning the kingdom of God will be established on earth.
也可以说呢，在神的教会里面呢，有很多宝贝。
It could be also be put in another way, which is in the Church of God, there are a lot of treasures.
当然，最大的宝贝就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And of course, the greatest treasure of all is the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
除了他的救恩以外，在神的教会里面有很多神的恩典。
Other than the salvation of Jesus, there's also a lot of blessings.
那宝贝藏在地里面呢，当然看不见。
Of course, this treasure is hidden. That's why you cannot see it.
所以在神的教会里面有一些看不见的，或者是属灵的，做些福气。
And therefore, in the Church of God, there are many blessings that you cannot see.
但是当他发现以后呢，又有很多呢看得见的福气。
But once you have found this treasure, then you can see all of these blessings and grace.
那早上呢，我们就要来阐明这一方面。
And this morning, we'll discover and delve into this.
当然呢，这个人发现宝贝，并不是他刻意去找的。
And of course, this person that found the treasure, they did not purposely to go and search for the treasure.
他是偶然发现的。
They found it coincidentally.
也许忽然间觉得我脚下好像怪怪的，有一样东西。
This person might feel there's something that's weird and odd under the feet.
所以他能够把握机会。
And therefore, this person grabbed hold of the opportunity.
后来呢，他欢欢喜喜去变卖一切。
And then this person sold every single thing that he has.
来买这一块地。
To buy this field.
这表示他呢有相当的决心啊。
Which represents that this person has a heart of determination.
那有关呢，他把它藏起来，这一点我们昨天晚上已经讲了。
Last night we already discussed.This has talked about this person hiding the treasure.
那么到底在神的教会里面，除了神的救恩以外啊，还有哪些福气呢？
Other than the grace and salvation of the Lord, what other blessings is there in this church?
我们先来讲看得见的。
Let's first talk about the things that you can see.
当然，看得见的就是属于物质，属于我们肉体方面的。
The things that you can see is of the human body, of the fleshly body and material.
那么看不见的有一些属灵的，或者是你内心的感受。
And what you cannot see is of spiritual and the feelings you have inside of you.
所以在神的教会里面呢，神啊，对这些相信他的人是非常的爱我们。
And therefore, in the true church of God, He really loves those that truly believe in Him.
请看以弗所书第一章第三节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。这里提到说，主耶稣，神曾经在主耶稣里面呢，来赐给我们各样的福气。
Here it talks about He has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ.
曾经就是已经读过的。
And it's in the past tense, blessed, which means we have been blessed.
啊，这是从天上来的啊，英文圣经叫做神的恩典啊，神的恩惠。
And it came from above, and it means the grace of God.
那这些福气呢，都要临到这些相信他的人。
And all these blessings will be upon those who believe in Him.
当然呢，有看得见的跟看不见的。
And of course, there are two kinds: ones that you can see and ones you cannot see.
请看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。神的拣选也是一种恩典。
The to be chosen by God is a kind of blessing also.
并不是我们找到神。
It is not that we have found God.
是因为神爱我们，拣选了我们。
It is because God loves us and He has chosen us.
啊，这也是一种福气。
This is also a kind of blessing.
好像这个人并不是刻意去找宝贝。
It's just like this person that is recorded in the Bible. They did not go find the treasure.
是偶然发现的。
He found it coincidentally.
也可以说呢，啊，神拣选了他。
You can also say God has chosen him.
再看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己的意图所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督夺着儿子的名分，按照神的旨意来拣选我们。
To be chosen by God by His will.
因为这边提到预定的事情。
Here it talks about in accordance.
所以在基督教里面的预定论是非常深的。
And therefore in True Jesus Church, predestined is very important.
有的人就抓住这一句话，就是神既然预定我们，就不需要传福音了。
And therefore some people will grab hold of this saying and say that since we have been determined already, therefore we do not need to preach the gospel.
早就预定谁会相信，谁不会相信。
Because God has already determined who will believe and who will not believe.
但是我们要知道，预定是需要的。
But we must know that to be determined in a certain way is needed.
预定的主人是神，他可以按照所预定的额外施恩。
The person who determines things is God, and he can make choices.
虽然他有意定，但是他也是尊重人的意愿。
Even though he has already determined and made his decision, but he will also listen to people's suggestions.
神不会用他的权能来强迫人相信他。
God will not use his power to force others to believe in him.
再看第九节，第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
这恩典是神用诸般的智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们，神用尽心思呢，要把他的福气赐给我们。
God uses his heart and mind to give all his blessings to us.
所以我们如果了解神这样的爱跟他的苦心啊，我们早就会去相信他。
And therefore if we understand this love of God, then we would have believed in him earlier.
好像在肉体上呢，为人主女啊，如果能够了解父母亲怎样的爱他，他呢一定会孝敬他的。
And I'm sure, a child would be filial to their parents if they knew the love of their parents.
那么在神的教会里面呢，啊，都是借着耶稣呢，啊的牺牲啊，啊来表明出来。
And in church, the love is shown through the sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ.
先有耶稣呢，啊，成为人族，被钉十字架，成立救恩，才会建立教会。
And it's because Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on the cross. He died for us on the cross. Therefore, we have salvation.
那么神救赎世人，这个救赎的工作还没有结束，还在继续。
And the salvation for the people on earth has not finished. It's still in working.
因此呢，耶稣基督扮演很多种的角色。
And therefore, Jesus played many roles.
他是救主，也是中保。
He's a Christ. He's a Savior and also the sacrifice.
等到呢这个救赎的工作完全结束以后，他才会复归于天父的独一真神。
Until this will of the salvation has completed, and then he will return to his heavenly Father.
所以在还没有完全成全完成之前这一段时间呢，就是我们弟兄姐妹在神的教会里面。
And before this salvation has been completed, it's like the brothers and sisters in the church.
要来享受他看得见跟看不见的恩典。
We're here to receive the blessings that could be seen and could not be seen.
看得见呢，有关我们的肉体。
The blessings that could be seen is about our human body.
请看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
三十节到三十一节。
Verse 30 to 31.
马太福音十五章三十节。
Matthew chapter 15, verse 30 to 31.
有许多到他那里带着瘸子、瞎子、哑巴、有残疾的和好些别的病人都放在他脚前，他就治好了他们。甚至众人都稀奇，因为看见哑巴说话、残疾的痊愈、瘸子行走、瞎子看见，他们就归荣耀给以色列的神。耶稣在世的时候，他走遍了加利利神，在那边传福音救人。
When Jesus was on the earth, he walked through the province of Galilee, and there he saved many people.
他有时候在海边，有时候在山上。
Sometimes he was by the sea, sometimes he was on the mountains.
那根据这边所提到的这些呢，生病的人大部分都很难医治的。
And the sick people that are mentioned here had sicknesses that were hard to heal.
当然，尽人的本分，人的医药的能力呢，也可以得到医治。
And maybe through the power of humans, through medical treatments, these people may be healed.
但是在当时的情形呢，这些病都是非常困难，医药非常困难。
But at that certain time, these sicknesses seemed to be severe.
所以这些人呢，就得到神的恩典。
And therefore, these people received the blessings of the Lord.
那么在神的教会里面有神迹奇事也是一样的。
And it's just like the miracles that have been performed in the true church.
这些都是看得见的宝贝。
All of these are treasures that could be seen.
得到的人呢，他会一辈子记得这个恩典。
Those that receive these treasures will remember it all their lives.
一生都非常健康的人，健康状态都非常好的人，看到别人得恩典，他还是为他高兴的。
A person who is healthy and strong all their life, to see others to be healed, they also will be blessed by this blessing.
有的人来信耶稣，有各样的情形。
When a person comes before God to believe in him, many things will happen.
有的呢，身体本来就很健康的。
There are some who used to be strong and healthy.
但是他的内心呢，感觉很虚空。
But inside their hearts, they feel empty.
那他进入神的教会以后
，When they have entered into the true church of God,
他的内心觉得很充实。
They feel that their heart is energized and filled.
这个也是用钱买不到。
This is also something you cannot buy with money.
像《使徒行传》十六章里面
，It's just like in Acts chapter 16。
记载保罗第一次到腓比那边去布道的时候
，It records when Paul was preaching in Philippi。
第一户来相信的吕迪亚这个商人呢，他很有追求的心呐。
And this merchant who came to believe in him had a heart of pursuit。
那么第二户来相信呢？看管监牢的这个郡主呢，是偶然发现的。
And the second person who came to believe in Jesus was the jail keeper, and he found this coincidentally.
因为他在执行公务的时候，偶然发现的。
He was on his duty, and he found out about this coincidentally.
他就赶快决定相信耶稣啊。
And therefore, he immediately decided to believe in him.
那他所得到的是什么呢？
What did he receive?
内心的感受。
It is a feeling from inside the heart.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
三十四节。
34.
于是郡主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。郡主一家人呢，也许过去的情形跟现在呢不一样。
This family of the jailer had families probably had different feelings before and after.
他在监牢里面执行公务的时候，偶然发现有两个人跟其他人不一样。
When he was in the jail performing his duty, he found there were two people that were different from all the others.
就是保罗跟希拉这两个传道人。
Is Paul and Silas.
因为在一处的大地震里面呢，他发现这两个人带了神的很多的恩典。
And after an earthquake, he found that these two people had the grace of the God.
所以他一下子好像变卖一切啊，来买这个宝贝一样。
And this jailer is just like selling everything that he owns, that he has, to buy this treasure.
那他内心的感受是看不见的，但是呢，在生活当中呢，第三者可以发现他不一样的。
Even though you cannot see the feelings he has inside, but through the third person's eye, the third person can see the change.
也等于看得见的这一家的这种情形。
And the third person can see the situation that this family is in right now.
所以能够建立基督化的家庭的人有福气。
And therefore, blessed are those who can have a Christian family.
因为那里面有神的爱，也有人的爱。
Because in there, there's the love of humans and also the love of God.
能够互相体贴，互相尊敬。
And you can respect one another and care for one another.
当然呢，这些福气呢，用钱买不到。
And therefore, these blessings cannot be bought with money.
还有呢，借着每个人虔诚的祈祷。
And through the fervent and humble heart of everyone's prayers.
那么从神那边得到回应的这种快乐。
And to receive something in return, this joy from God.
请看约翰福音16:24.
Let's turn to John chapter
16:24.
John chapter 16:24.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。耶稣的名有权柄。
The name of the Lord has power.
我们祷告要奉耶稣的名。
When we pray, we pray in His name.
这里说呢，靠着他的名呢，我们就可以得到我们所需要的。
Here it says, you will receive many things if you pray in His name.
No.当你得到回应以后，这种喜乐呢，是很难去形容的。
And once you have received what you have asked for, this kind of joy is hard to describe.
所以主耶稣在世的时候呢，在追求他怜悯的人啊。
And therefore, when Jesus was on earth, the people who pursue after him.
得到回应以后呢，当然这个人非常快乐。
After they have received what they wanted, this person feels immense joy.
在马可福音第一章里面
，In Mark chapter 1，
记载有一个长大麻风的
，There's a person who had leprosy。
他来求耶稣啊
，He came before God to ask God。
在40节以下记载
，And verse 40， after verse 40 here records，
这个人呢，很谦卑来求耶稣，向耶稣下跪。
This person came。Before Jesus humbly and begged him.
他又很客气说，主啊，你如果肯的话。
And therefore he asked, if you are willing, God.
能够叫我得到洁净。
You can make me clean.
41节记载主耶稣动了慈心。
In verse 41, it mentions Jesus was filled with compassion.
向他摸一下说，我肯啊。
Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. I am willing.
当时的大麻风啊，没有办法用医药得到医治的。
At that time, at the era, the sickness of leprosy, there was nothing that could be cured.
这个人是犹太人，非常可怜啊。
This person was a Jew, and he was very pitiful.
按照当时的规定呢，他要住在城外，不能够跟人家接近的。
At that time, it was recorded in the Bible. This person had to live outside the city. He could not be in contact with anyone.
他要求耶稣，当然要靠近耶稣啊。
To beg Jesus, he needs to be close to Jesus.
那主耶稣知道他长大麻风，他呢，以这种慈悲的心啊，怜悯的心就靠近他。
And Jesus had a heart of compassion, even though Jesus knew that this person had leprosy, he was willing to be close to this person.
当这个人呢得到健康以后
，When this person had his health back,
耶稣告诉他，你不要告诉别人。
Jesus told him, "Do not tell anyone of this."
你要去找祭司啊，给你证明检查。
You must go find a priest so that they may have evidence of that you are healed.
为什么耶稣交代他不要告诉人呢
？Why did Jesus remind him that not to tell anyone of this?
因为他是犹太人，如果被当时的文士法利赛人知道的话。所输的压力啊是非常大的。
And because this person was a Jew, and for the Pharisees to know about this, this person will be in great trouble.
但是这个人因为得到恩典这么大呢，他不听耶稣的话，他反而把他传出去，他怎样得到平安呢
？And because this person had received great joy and blessing from Jesus, he was filled with joy, so he did not listen to Jesus and told everyone of this.
所以四十五节记载啊。以后呢，带来耶稣传福音救人很不方便。
Therefore, in verse 45, it says, "Instead, he went out, began to talk freely."
这就是因为这个人呢，为什么不听话？因为他太高兴。
This is why this person would not listen. It is because he is filled with joy.
得到这种宝贝。
To receive this kind of treasure.
是他本身很明显的体会。
It is truly a feeling that he has experienced.
同样呢，在马可福音第五章二十五节记载，有个女人患忽连病十二年。
And it's also there was in Mark chapter 5 verse
二十五节以下
verse 25, there was a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years.
他是在耶稣的背后，在很多人当中呢，来求耶稣帮忙得到医治的。
It was among many people. She was behind Jesus to ask God for His blessing.
他没有事先求耶稣啊来帮助他。
She did not go to Jesus in beforehand to ask Jesus to help her.
那这个人也得到恩典。
This woman also received the blessing.
这些都是看得见的。
All of these could be seen.
还有在约翰福音第五章里面记载有一个生病三十八年。
There was also in John it recorded that there was a person who has been sick for 38 years.
他病久了，脑筋就迟钝。
After a while, he has been sick. After 38 years, his brain has been damaged.
耶稣去找他，让他得到平安。
Jesus went to find him so this person may be have received peace.
那么这些呢都是神特别的恩典。
All of these are blessings and grace of God.
我们请看以弗所书第一章十九节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9.
以弗所书第一章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19.
新约269页。十九节
，verse 19，
并知道他向我们做信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。主耶稣给我们这些相信的人
，Jesus gave us the believers，
显出来的这种能力啊
，so that we may have great power，
有的非常浩大
，some of these power are immense。
那这是非常宝贵的
And these are very precious.
所以天国神的教会好像宝贝一样
And therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure.
那其他还有一些看不见的福气
There are other blessings of God that could not be seen.
就是我们能够得到永远的生命
which is we can receive eternal life.
相信耶稣的人会永远活在神的恩典里面。
Those who believe in Him will always live in His salvation.
这不是表示我们不会死。
This does not mean that we will not die.
我们相信耶稣的人真的不会死啊。
Those of us who truly believes in him will not die truly.
但是我们人呢，啊，有生活方式的，属于肉体的跟属灵的。
We have two different kinds of bodies, spiritual body and human body.
我们在这个世界上呢，啊，肉体的生活几十年很快就过去了。
And in this world, many years go by fast.
当我们结束周边的生活以后呢，我们就换到属灵的神的国里面去了。
After our life has ended on this earth, we will then begin to go into the heavenly kingdom.
但是在我们的灵命呢，我们没有中断，我们没有消灭的。
And in our spiritual life, there's no ending to it.
所以人的生命呢，有维持这个肉体的生命。跟我们属灵的这种灵命。
Therefore, people will try to keep their human body and also their spiritual body.
这个生命是无价之宝。
This kind of spiritual life that we have is very precious and valuable.
请参看诗篇四十九篇第六节到第九节。
Let's turn to Psalms
四十九篇
verse chapter 49,
第六节到第九节
verse 6-9.
旧约六百九十二页，六百九十二页，四十九篇第六节。
Psalms chapter 49 verse 6。
那些倚仗财货、自夸钱财多的人，一个也无法赎自己的弟兄，也不能替他将赎价给神，叫他常言活着，不见朽坏，因为赎他生命的价值极贵。只可永远罢休。这边提到人的钱财没有办法救人的生命。
Here talks about the riches of men cannot save the man's life.
因为呢，生命操在神的手中。
Because God controls the life.
生命的价值非常宝贵。
The life of a person is very valuable.
所以能够救一条命啊。这个比什么价值都高。
Therefore, if you can save a life of a person, this is more valuable than anything.
主耶稣在马太福音十六章二十六节说
，Jesus in the book of Matthew, he told us this.
说一个人赚得全世界
，He said a person may win over the whole world.
如果丧失他的生命
，If he has lost his own life,
他不划算的
，Then this is not a good deal.
一个人要赚得全世界，这是。很困难的。
For a person to win over the whole world, this is something very difficult.
他要经过一段很长的时间来奋斗的。
This person has to go through a period of time of struggling and trying to achieve his goals.
实际上，一个人的精力有限，一个人的时间也有限。
A person's time is limited, and also their energy and strength is limited.
要获得全世界是不可能的。
To win over the whole world is something very difficult and probably not able.
但是意外的可能让你赚得全世界。
And incidentally, you might win over the whole world.
那么耶稣说呢，如果当天他丧失生命，有什么价值呢？
And Jesus said, on the day you win over the world, you die. What is the great deal about this?
所以有的人在生一场大病以后呢，他的人生观会改变。
Therefore, people after a great sickness, their points of life and their views of life will change.
他会重新来调整他的这个人生观啊。
They will try to change their point of views.
所以在神的教会里面。
So therefore, in the Church of God.
丧失生命又获得回来的这种见证也有。
There are many testimonies of people almost losing their life and then gaining it back.
那像这种看不见的这种福气啊，是非常宝贵的。
And these blessings that cannot be seen with the human eye is very precious.
所以耶稣一个门徒叫彼得啊。
There was a disciple of Jesus called Peter.
因为有一次有些人说要离开耶稣啊。
Because there were some people that were saying that they wanted to depart from Jesus.
那耶稣问彼得，你要不要离开啊？
Jesus asked Peter, "Do you want to depart from me?"
他的回答呢，非常肯定，非常把握。
And Peter replied with this answer.
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章六十八节。
John chapter 6, verse 68.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？六十九节。
Verse 69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。彼得啊，他放弃这个渔船啊，来跟从耶稣啊。
Peter did not want his fishing boat anymore, and he left that to follow in Jesus' footsteps.
他是在很短的时间里面下定决心来改变的。
And he decided this, his decision, in a very short period of time.
但是他永不后悔啊。
But he will not regret this.
因为他呢，啊，认为做耶稣的门徒啊，是非常宝贵的。
Because he believes that to be Jesus' disciple is something very precious.
过去呢，他在加利利海那边得到很多的鱼，他非常高兴。
In the past, he has fished a lot of fish in the Galilee Sea.
但是有三千人来相信啊，他真的高兴都跳起来。
Therefore, on the day of the Pentecost, 3,000 people came to believe. He was filled with joy.
有的人在钓鱼，一次钓啊一条鱼就非常高兴的。
There are people when, during the time when they're fishing, they fish up one fish and they're already in joy.
有的人呢，在一辈子当中只有带一个人来相信耶稣，他就非常高兴。
There are some people in their whole entire life they've only brought one person to believe in Jesus, but this person is already very joyful.
所以彼得呢，他说耶稣有永生之道，我不跟从你，要跟从谁呢？
Therefore, Simon Peter said, Lord.To whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life.
那么还有一些看不见的，在神的教会里面。
There are some other blessings that are in the true church of God that you cannot see.
这是从人方面来感受到的宝贝。
It is this treasure that you find amongst others.
我提两点。
I'll bring up 2 points.
友谊、友情啊，朋友之间的这种真情真意啊。
Friendship.
这个在神的教会里面，因为得到真理的造就，才能够找得到的。
This is something a kind of friendship that you can only find in a true church after you have known about the truth.
还有一点呢。
Another point.
爱情。
Love.
真正的爱情呢，要在神的真理造就之下，才能够发挥出来。
A true love will only be established in the foundation of God's truth.
这些都看不见的。
All of these cannot be seen.
都是藏在人的内心。
It is all hidden in the hearts of humans.
我们先来讲这个友情啊。
Let's first talk about friendship.
圣经记载所罗门王在看得见方面的福气非常大。
The Bible recorded that King Solomon had a lot of treasures that could be seen.
但是很遗憾的，看不见的友情跟爱情啊，他没有获得。
But King Solomon does not have what cannot be seen, which is friendship and love.
传道书跟箴言呢，有很多是他写的。
In Proverbs and Ecclesiastics, is written, there are many that are written by King Solomon.
我们请看箴言17:17.
Ecclesiastics chapter
17:17.
17, chapter 17, verse 17.
旧约782页，782页，箴言17:17。
Proverbs, sorry about it. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17.
朋友乃时常亲爱，弟兄为患难而生。真正的朋友，如果有一个就很宝贵。
A true friend, only one is precious enough.
请看18:24。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.Verse 24.
滥交朋友的助其败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。知己的朋友。
A person that you're really close to.
一个就够了。
You only need one.
有时候比肉体的亲兄弟呢，更啊，可以跟你亲密的。
And there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
那么要找这种朋友呢，要从敬畏神里面来找。
And to find this kind of friend, you must find it within the church.
所罗门王啊
，King Solomon，
他朋友很多。
He had many friends.
但是当他呢想到他父亲的有情有义的朋友约拿单的时候
，And when King Solomon thought about the friends of his father，
他觉得内心很孤单啊。
He felt very empty inside.
他比不上他的父亲大卫啊。
He could not compare himself to his father David.
大卫有很多朋友，但是唯一的啊真正的朋友只有约拿单啊。
David had many friends, but there was only one true friend.
这叫做生命之交的朋友。
Which means this is a friend of life and death.
所以所罗门知道他父亲有一个这么宝贵的朋友呢，他心里非常孤单啊。
Therefore, when King Solomon had thought about his father that had one very close friend, he felt very empty inside.
那大卫呢？啊，这个朋友呢？圣经怎么描写他呢
？How does the Bible describe this friend of David?
请看撒母耳记上十八章。
Let's turn to First Samuel.
第三节。
First Samuel chapter 18, verse 3.
撒母耳记上十八章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 18, verse
359页，十八章第三节。
First Samuel chapter 18, verse 3.
约拿单爱大卫，如同爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。约拿单爱大卫，约拿单是一个王族啊。
Jonathan loved David. Jonathan was a prince.
大卫是一个牧羊人呢。
And David was only a shepherd.
一个乡下人能够获得王族来爱他。
For a person of the countryside could receive this great immense love from a prince.
并且这种爱是真诚的爱，有情有义的爱。
This kind of love is filled with friendship and love.
再看十九章第二节。
Let's look at chapter 19, verse 2.
约拿单告诉大卫说：“我父亲扫罗想要杀你，所以明日早晨你要小心到一个僻静的地方藏身。真正的朋友啊
，a true friend，
在患难的时候呢，能够表现出啊真情真意啊。
In the time of trouble and tribulation, they will show great love for one another.
再看二十章十七节。
Let's look at chapter 20, verse 17.
约拿单因爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就使他再起誓。这些呢，都在描写约拿单是真正的大卫的好朋友。
All these verses that I show you describes how Jonathan is a great friend of David.
所罗门知道他父亲有一个这么宝贵的朋友，所以他越想就越觉得孤单了、啊。他没有。
When King Solomon thought about his father has such a great friend and how he does not have one, he feels very empty inside.
那这种人一定要在神的教会里面找敬畏神的人才能够找到。
And therefore, this kind of person, they need to find a friend that is within the Church of God.
因为大卫敬畏神，约拿单也是敬畏神。
Because David worshipped the Lord, and therefore Jonathan also worshipped the Lord.
再来，所罗门的爱情啊。
Also, the love of King Solomon.
我们请看雅歌第八章第七节。
Let's turn to James.
雅歌。
Songs of Songs.
第八章第七节。
Chapter 8, verse 8.
旧约圣经809页。809页，雅歌第八章第七节。
Songs of Songs, chapter 8, verse 7.
爱情众水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。爱情是非常宝贵的。
Love is something that is very precious.
尤其夫妻之间的爱。
Especially the love between husbands and wives.
这是一体的。
They're of one body.
这种真诚的爱情呢？永不隔绝啊。
This kind of true love cannot be demolished.
它会经得起考验的。
This kind of love can face temptations and trials.
无论是逆境或者顺境都会连在一起的。
Whether in good times or bad times, it's all connected.
所罗门王啊，这种爱情他没有得到。
King Solomon did not receive this kind of love.
我们请看传道书。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
第七章二十七节二十八节。
Ecclesiastes.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
二十七节二十八节。
Verse 27 and 28.
旧约八百页，八百页，二十七节，传道者说：“看哪、一千男子中，我找到一个正直人，但众女子中没有找到一个。我将这事一一比较，要寻求其理。我心总要寻找，却未曾找到。”舍勒门王啊，非常放纵，他有一千位的妃嫔呐、
King Solomon had 1,000 wives.
但是呢，他没有找到真正的爱情呐、
But he did not find true love.
因为这些女子没有敬畏神呐、
Because of all these 1,000 women, none of them believed in God.
所以后来他的传道书就表达。说虚空，虚空，万事都是虚空啊！真的是他的感受是这样的。
Therefore, King Solomon described his feeling as empty, empty. Everything is empty to me.
因为他没有得到真正的宝贝。
Because he had not received the true treasure.
就是友情跟爱情呐、
Which is friendship and love.
这两种看不见的宝贝呢，他没有得到。
These true precious treasures he did not receive.
但是看得见的呢，人认为宝贵的这些呢，他真的得到非常丰富啊。
And what men think is pleasure, and what men think is of treasure, of the human eye, he has.
但是他后来还是觉得这种看不见的宝贝呢更重要。
But in the end, he believes that what he can see, the treasures that he can see is more important.
所以天国好像宝贝啊。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure.
那在神的教会里面呢，一定啊，可以从敬畏神的人呢，找到这个啊有情有义的人呐、
Therefore, in the true church of God, you can find these people that have friendship and love.
真正的爱情呢，啊，可以克服很多的困难。
True love can overcome many problems.
请看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
二十九章二十节。
29:29。
创世纪二十九章二十节。
Genesis 29:29。
二十九章二十节。
Genesis 29:20。
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年。他因为深爱拉结，就看作七年如同几天。雅各啊，奉他父母亲的命令，到他舅舅的城，跟舅舅来学习啊，做工作的。
Jacob came to find his uncle to learn from him.
但是他一见到他舅舅的女儿拉结啊，两个人的心呐、就互相吸引了。
And when he saw the daughter of his uncle Rachel, he fell in love.
因为这两家呢，他们都是敬畏神的家庭。
Because these two families all believed in God.
雅各这时候还很年轻啊，没有经济基础啊。
At this time, Jacob was still very young, and he did not have a good foundation for his work.
他爱上拉结呢，他又没有聘金啊。
And he fell in love with Rachel, but he did not have any money.
他的舅舅说很简单啊，你为有牧羊七年没有工钱，把这个工钱来抵上就好了。
And therefore the uncle told Jacob that this is very easy. You work for me 7 years without pay, and then this money that I should be paying you, I don't have to pay then.
七年是相当长的时间。
7 years is a very long time.
牧羊是非常辛苦的。
To be a shepherd is a job that is very harsh.
但是他内心有爱情，有爱在里面呢。
But inside Jacob, he has love.
所以他的感受好像几天就过去了。
Therefore, he says that this 7 years feels only like a few days.
所以我们的人生啊，会过得好过啊，这种啊，真的真情很重要的。
Therefore, for a person's life to go smoothly, this kind of true love is very important.
所以我们的家人呢，能够真正有爱情呢，就是要建立一个敬畏神的家庭。
Therefore, for a household to have true love, you must establish a Christian family.
那这种呢，从人方面来的这种友情跟爱情呢，也可以从主耶稣那边来让我们来体会。
You can also receive friendship and love from Jesus.
因为这两样呢，主耶稣都把它表明出来。
Because of these two treasures, Jesus has shown you.
请看约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章十三节。
John chapter 15, verse 13.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。主耶稣说，人为朋友舍命的。
Jesus here, he says, the friend that laid down, he laid down his life for his friends.
这是最大的爱心。
This is the greatest love of all.
好像约拿单跟大卫之间呢。
It's just like Jonathan and David.
再看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。主耶稣的心目中的我们啊，
In Jesus' heart, this is what he sees us as.
是真诚的朋友。
He sees us as his true friends.
那么主耶稣为了我们的罪呢，他真的舍命了。
And Jesus Christ really sacrificed himself, gave up his life for our sins.
我们请看加拉太书第二章二十节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
新约圣经两百六十三页，二十节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 20.Chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。保罗在这边呢、啊，提到耶稣的爱。
Here Paul talks about the love of Jesus.
他说。他爱我，为我舍己呀。
He talked about that how Jesus loved him and he gave himself for me.
这种个人的爱的感受。
This is a love, an experience from a person.
是非常宝贵的。
This is something that is very precious.
那反过来说，我们有没有爱耶稣呢
？We should look at this in another way. Do we have this love for Jesus?
他真的很爱主。
There are many people who really love God.
从信耶稣开始到现在，从来没有看过耶稣啊。
From the beginning to end of when he was believing Jesus, he has not seen him.
但是他非常的爱主。
But he really loves God.
我们请看彼得前书第一章第八节。
Let's look at First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
新约圣经三百三十五页。335页，彼得前书第一章第八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8。
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。有很多弟兄姐妹啊，因为没有看过耶稣啊。
There are many brothers and sisters who have not seen Jesus.
但是他很爱主。
But they really love God.
我相信很多人都是这样。
I'm sure many of you is like this.
所以在神的教会里面，敬畏神的团体里面呢，才能够找到这种真正的爱。
Therefore, in the true church of God, in this group among us, we can find true love.
这就是呢，天国的宝贝。
This is the treasure of kingdom, heavenly kingdom.
所以耶稣讲这个比喻呢。很深奥，在里面藏着很多的真理。
Therefore, when Jesus talks about this parable, it's very deep. There are many meanings that are hidden within.
那么有关呢？在教会里面这些宝贝呢？就讲这些给大家做参考。
And I give you this for the treasures that are found in the church for you to think about.
无论是看得见看不见的。
Whether you can see it or not.
可以借着你的虔诚跟真诚呢，啊，可以去享受到、体会到。
Through your sincerity, you may be able to experience